Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston officials say by the end of today, the tent encampment near the area known as Mass and Cass will be gone. Police will clear the tents under a new city ordinance. People must be offered shelter before tents are removed. City officials said they've found housing for more than half of the almost 100 people who'd been staying there. WBUR's Deborah Becker has been visiting the area and has this report and an advisory here. This story includes descriptions of a drug overdose.
The tents are mostly in a cordoned-off area of Atkinson Street. On one day last week, many people were gathering belongings in bins or shopping carts. Dozens of people were injecting or smoking drugs. A man walked by selling candy.
Want some candy? 75 cents, 3 for 2.
Victor Arias, a security officer with Ware Security, a private firm hired by the Boston Public Health Commission, has seen a lot of human suffering in the encampment.
It's not only drug addicts, it's a lot of people got a lot of mental problems and everything.
He's been patrolling the area for the last 2 years.
I love to be out here because I can help people. People really need help out here, a lot of help.
In fact, Arias had just helped save someone's life. Moments before, he quickly responded to a crowd that gathered with people yelling, "Help! Overdose!" Arias and a Boston Public Health Commission worker gave a man lying on the ground the overdose reversal drug Narcan. The man's eyes started to flutter.
Inhale.
Yeah. Pause over there.
Exhale. Through your mouth.
They got the man upright, but he was unsteady.
Take deep breaths. Really gonna help you, okay?
Eventually, the man opened his eyes and smiled.
Overdose today, copy man. That, you got Narcan, okay? You want to take it easy. You don't want to do any drugs for a little while.
Hey.
You got Narcan.
The man refused an ambulance and walked back into the crowd.
What's up, y'all? Yo. Good job, girl.
Arias says this is a regular part of his job.
Do you have to do that a lot?
Oh, yeah. At least couple, sometimes 4 or 5.
A day?
Per day.
Boston workers have set up an area to help people find substance use treatment. They're also providing information about housing and making sure those in the encampment know that police will start clearing tents today. 40-year-old Corey Hines has been staying in a tent for most of the past year. He says a worker connected him with housing being offered through a nonprofit.
So I will be going there. They will not see me again out here, and I will respect the city ordinance.
The new ordinance was prompted by increased violence. Some groups stopped sending their outreach workers to the area, citing safety concerns. Sue Sullivan with the New Market Business Association says people need to get housed as winter sets in, and police will have to take steps to make sure they're not staying on the streets.
They're going to take care of the people who need shelter and need all different things, but it's all the other people that will scatter to the wind, that the police and others are going to have to make sure that they're not in every alleyway and every park and every neighborhood.
At least 10 additional officers were patrolling the area this week, and police say they will work to prevent encampments from setting up elsewhere. Advocates are concerned about the safety of those dispersed. They say deaths increase when people don't have access to overdose reversal drugs. Abigail Judge, who co-leads Boston Human Exploitation and Trafficking, a group that helps women in the encampment, says housing is just one part of the solution.
I don't feel optimistic that this is going to create systemic change. I think that the reasons why people come here are not going to go away because people are housed, because people are in active addiction, so they are neurobiologically dependent on substances.
Security officer Victor Arias is worried, too, mainly about the disruption of what he says is a community that's been created in the encampment. Arias says it can be riskier for people to use alone, and he knows firsthand, having had family members die from drug use.
I lost two family members a couple of years ago in the overdose.
I'm sorry.
So, fortunately, nobody can help them because they was in the room and they died. All the time, I feel like I can help somebody. On their honor, I'm going to try to help him.
Arias expects he'll continue to patrol the area even after the tents are gone. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.